Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, don't put your feet on the table. It belongs to the radio station.
Oh, Peter, why are you always giving me a hard time about putting my feet up?
Hey, Sam, don't roll your eyes at me. 刚才我们提到了昨天讲到的一点 roll your eyes. 翻译成中文呢是一个人对对方的观点表示说不同。那么刚才我跟 Sam 说不要把你的脚放到桌子上。因为呢这个地方呢是办公室不是你的家。上面听完之后眼睛呢不停地在翻动，这是职业 roll his eyes。他表示说对我的教训或对我的建议呢表示说不理睬，说 Peter, who are you? 哎，你是谁呀？
Well, we mentioned yesterday that you roll your eyes when like someone tries to tell you to do something you don't really agree.
Mm-hmm.
So like there you are trying to be like my father, right? Mm-hmm. Don't put your feet up on the table. Then of course I'll roll my eyes like, why you got to tell me what to do?
Mm-hmm. 所以呢我们昨天讲到了 roll your eyes 表示说一个人对对方的教训或者建议呢表示说不屑一顾。All right. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today's idiom, we're still rolling.
Rolling.
Yeah, but it's not roll something. We have rolling. We add the ing now.
Mm-hmm.
So today's rolling idiom is rolling in the money. Rolling in the money. Sounds good.
那么今天的 idiom 同样由这个动词 roll 开始，但是呢后面加 ing, rolling in the money.大家想一想，这个钱能够滚进来，那么肯定是一个好事情。如果说用中文翻译的话呢，是不是可以翻译成财源滚滚？ Well, let's do a conversation to show how we use rolling in the money.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, Sam, I'm a little wondering. It seems Steve never works. And how come he just drive expensive cars and fly first class? Where's the money from?
Well, his family is rolling in money.
How come? Why?
Well, actually, it goes back to his grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
His grandfather was just a little pig farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And had a field, you know, it's pretty big. It turns out that the field had some oil underneath. And then later on, when they did some digging for the oil, they also found that there was some gold mine.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, now they're just super rich, rolling in the money.Steve will never have to work in his life. His children will probably never have to work either. That's how much money the family has.
Yeah, the lucky man.
Yeah, pretty lucky guy.
那么刚才我们讲到了 rolling in the money, 它的场景是什么呢？我对我们的一个朋友 Steve 非常好奇，因为他从来不工作，但是他的生活非常的富有，比如说开着非常名贵的车，坐飞机呢基本上坐什么头等舱。我问 Sam 说他钱哪来的？ Sam 说别提了，原来他的家庭呢也不是那么有钱，他的爷爷呢只是一个 farmer, 是一个农夫，但是后来发现在他们家农场的下面发现了大量的石油，在发现石油的同时又发现了金矿，这样啊他们的家一下子就有钱了。现在呢就是为什么说 Steve 非常的富有，他的这个财富呢足以够他活一辈子以及他的孩子过一辈子。 Rolling in the money 表示说这个人非常非常的富有，大家注意了，他表示一个不仅仅一般的有钱，而是说非常的有钱。
Yeah, if you have money like a couple hundred RMB, you throw that on the ground, you can't really roll in it. There's not really that much there. You have to have a lot of money, just extra money laying around to be able to really roll in the money. So it kind of paints this pictureYou gotta be really, really rich to be rolling in the money.
嗯，所以说呢，这种 rolling in the money, 它不是说小的一笔钱，比如说几百块、几千块或几万块钱，它可能说是几百万或上千万这么一个数量才可以用这次 rolling in the money. And could you give us another example using rolling in the money?
Well, if we won the lottery,
maybe
we're rolling in the money. Before, situation was okay.But now we're really rolling in the money since ever since we won the lottery.
那么另外一个场景呢，比如说有些人买这个彩票，突然呢一下中了一大笔钱，那么这种情况下呢，也可以说 rolling in the money. But Sam, I read a report about the guy who won lottery ticket, means a lot of money, $5 million,
yeah.
And they end up in like a beggar in poverty. I don't know why.
Well, they began by rolling in the money, but I guess they just made some poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe blew all the money on useless stuff. I don't know.
那么刚才我们提到了说，有些人呢买完彩票之后呢，由于自己的生活方式或生活习惯不良好呢，最后呢把这笔钱完完全全的挥霍掉，一贫如洗。所以说，大家呢如果想获得财富的话呢，最好的方式还是 by hard working， 一定要辛辛苦苦的，能够勤劳的去赚钱。Well, that's it for today's idiom. And coming up next, let's continue our chat about the double 11 day shopping.
Yeah, speaking of rolling in the money, we heard about the billions of renminbi being made. So someone out there is rolling in the money, right? Mm-hmm.
那么看看双十一那天究竟哪些人 rolling in the money 赚了大钱。Well, before we go to the story, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First of all, for today's hit the books, we have the word ostensibly. Ostensibly. O-S-T-E-N-S-I-B-L-Y, ostensibly.
今天的第一个单词 ostensibly 翻译成中文是表面的。
Yeah, so actually we have another word in English. We say like apparently,、so it looks like something.
另外一个词呢是 apparently, 翻译成中文同样是表面的。另外一个句子结构呢 it seems something.
Right. Next we have the word offbeat. Offbeat. O-F-F-B-E-A-T. Offbeat.
Offbeat 翻译成中文是标新立 means something different.
Something different, something we can say that's unconventional.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really like a standard thing. It's kind of、outside the standards.、
Mm-hmm.
Next we have thumb your nose at something. Thumb your nose at something. Thumb is T-H-U-M-B. Thumb your nose at something.
So does it mean you put your thumb on your nose?
Yeah, have you ever seen children put their thumb on their nose and go like, Wah! They make like this weird little sound, and stick their tongue out a little bit. They usually do this to kind of tease or say like, nee, nee, nee. It's the thing kids do.
那么这个词组呢，是指呢这个孩子呢，把这个大拇指放到这鼻尖下面，然后不停的晃动，同时呢再发出一定的声音。如果更加调皮的孩子呢，会把自己的舌头伸出来，做一些更加搞笑的动作。它是表示这些孩子对某些事情呢，不理解，或者是呢不支持，或者是嘲笑某件事情。那么用这个词组呢 ，thumb your nose at something.
Next we have.Commiserate. Commiserate. C-O-M-M-I-S-E-R-A-T-E. Commiserate.
接下来的单词翻译成中文是同情 Commiserate.
Next we have the word reminiscent. Reminiscent. R-E-M-I-N-I-S-C-E-N-T. Reminiscent.
下一个单词非常的具有诗意的一个词，翻译成中文是一个很怀旧的一个情节或者一个心情 reminiscent.
Okay, next we have the word milestone. Milestone. M-I-L-E-S-T-O-N-E. Milestone.
下一个单词 milestone 翻译成中文是里程碑，很多的公司呢会有一个 milestone， 看看它的网站表示说在哪年哪年发生了什么事情，在哪年比如上市了，在哪年成为全球最大的一个什么什么公司，那么这种整个的一个 history of the company 可以用另外一个词来替换，就是说我们今天讲到了这个 milestone.
That brings us to the last word, which is merchant. Merchant. M-E-R-C-H-A-N-T. Merchant.
今天最后一个单词 merchant 翻译成中文是商人 businessmanLet's see what happened this year on the day of Double 11.
Yeah, and you get a little information into why it's called Singles Day, what it is. So what is Singles Day? Ostensibly, November 11th is Singles Day in China. An offbeat, casually observed holiday said to have started in the early 1990s by university students thumbing their noses at Valentine's Day by buying each other presents anyway to celebrate or commiserate being single. The day was picked because the way the date is written numerically, 11.11, is reminiscent of bare branches, a Chinese expression for bachelors. Alibaba first began its massive marketing push in 2009, offering large discounts on everything from televisions and smartphones to food and cosmetics on its Tmall and Taobao marketplace. The day is now best known in Chinese simple as Double 11, a registered trademark of Alibaba. The numbers. Last year, Alibaba sold $1 billion U.S. worth of products in the first 3 minutes of sales. By the hour, Chinese shoppers had spent more than Australians would for the entire Boxing Day sales that year. On Wednesday, that milestone was reached in 12 minutes, with Alibaba reporting sales had reached 10 billion renminbi, or $2.2 billion. Starting out with 27 online merchants in 2009, there are now 40,000 vendors participating. With sales exploding from 8 million renminbi in the last year to 57 billion renminbi last year, retail analysts expect sales to reach at least 80 billion renminbi this year, or 1,760 yuan per shopper. There is much to pay for, with China already the world's largest online retail market, reaching 2.8 trillion yuan in transaction volume last year.
刚才 Sam 非常努力的把今年的这个双十一的这些数据的读了出来，对 Sam 来讲是一个很大的 challenge. It's too many figures, numbers, like a tongue twister.
Yeah, after all the coffee I had this morning, I'm seeing stars now.
Alright. 看看，首先我们再回顾一下这个 Single Day, 这个光棍节。光棍节的由来，这个光棍节呢，起源于呢20世纪的90年代。当时呢，有一些大学生对于这个西方的情人节非常的不屑一顾，认为说这是一个西方的节日，我们自己呢应该有一个与之相反的对抗的一个节日。你庆祝你的这个 Valentine's Day 是什么？成双成对。但是呢，我是一个单身汉，我也能够 celebrate my day。虽然我单身汉 ，I'm bachelor， 但是呢，我有我什么幸福的一天。所以大家就想出了一个光棍节。你是一个成双成对快乐的节日，我是一个光棍，我也应该有我的权利，我也应该快乐，我也应该幸福。所以呢，就发明了这个 Single Day。
Well, I think the single people stick together, right? Usually the couples there, they're like, I think once a guy or your girlfriend gets a boyfriend, your guy friend gets a girlfriend, then they're always busy with other couples. So the single people, what are they to do? Well, they should have a holiday for each other. They should stick together, right?
同时呢，它是一个 offbeat and casually observed holiday 这两个单词，大家记一下。Offbeat 刚才我们讲到了是一个非常具有标新立异的这么一个想法，那么当时大学生想到了这个节日的的确确呢是一个非常与众不同的标新立异的一个想法。那么这个节日呢，它不是一个国家或政府认可的一个 holiday， not official holiday， 那么只是一个民间的一个节日。所以文中用到的词叫 casually observed， so you're not required to observe this holiday by law。
Yeah, of course. If you don't get your single friend a gift, I don't think they'll be upset. Yeah, it's not really a strict thing we have to do.
同时两个单词非常的好玩，一个呢是 celebrate or commiserate being single， 成为一个单身汉自己呢应该能够庆祝一下，或者呢能够什么同情一下自己，当时呢两个人不同的一个 mentality.
Yeah, you know what, especially for like all the nerdy guys out there have a hard time getting a girl. Well, these kinds of guys, these kinds of girls, yeah, they can get together and say, hey, you know what, I feel your pain, here is a gift.
Right, so if you're happy singles, you can celebrate. And if you feel a little bit sad and the moody, you can commiserate.
Yes, that's right. Get your friend a gift to kind of cheer him up.
同时呢，选定这个日子呢非常的好玩，叫11月11号。我们知道呢，这个1111相当于呢这个单的意思，同时呢也有一个象征性的意义，像一个树棍一样 like a bare branch， 像一个什么呢，光溜溜的没有树叶的一个棍，所以用到了11和11，非常具有象征意义的一个日子。
So I wonder if the founder of Alibaba. It maybe was he at one time in the 1990s, kind of one of these single university students, had a hard time finding a partner? What do you think?
Well, I think they just borrowed this single day idea as a way to launch a huge market campaign.
Oh, okay. So maybe he wasn't involved too much as a lonely guy back at that time.
我们知道呢，这个光棍节呢是一个民间想出来的一个点子，但是呢，这个光棍节那天这个双十一的这个促销是阿里巴巴集团在2009年第一次推出的一个大规模的一个促销行为。
Yeah, you know they even have a registered trademark on the 双十一 now. So you cannot, I guess, in your own advertising say that.Unless you get the okay with Alibaba, right?
同时呢，商家要注意了，这个双十一呢是阿里巴巴具有的或者说独家具有的一个 trademark 一个品牌了，其他的网站是不可以用这个双十一这么一个 trademark 来进行营销活动了。So the Double 11 is owned exclusively by Alibaba.
Wow. So there's no question of why that guy is so rich, right?
同时呢，看看在2009年第一次进行双十一促销的时候，它的产品包括了电视、一些智能手机，包括很多的化妆品，在这个天猫和淘宝上面。
Yes, so there really is appeal for everyone, right? If you're not in electronics, that's okay. You can, if you're needing clothes, you're needing food.Anything, well, it can be on a huge discounted price on that day.
同时呢，在第一年，很多的消费者得到了甜头，比如说在网上买的商品比在实体店要便宜了很多。从那开始，大家对这个网上购物呢产生了极大的兴趣，甚至很多人已经是 addicted to online shopping.
Yeah, I guess on that day, I should really stock up on my favorite toilet paper, right?
You're right.You need a lot of toilet paper, man.
Yeah, discounted price. Hey, why not?
And now let's check out the number and last year and this year.
Okay. Well, we'll try to muddle through these numbers, right? Okay, so last year, Alibaba sold $1 billion U.S. dollars worth of products in the first 3 minutes of sales.
那么看看去年的数据，阿里巴巴在这个双十一的头三分钟，它的销售额达到了$10 billion。大家注意，这个时间只有三分钟 ，three minutes， 这是$1 billion.
Wow. So I think that's why yesterday it mentioned like a clicking frenzy.、Can you imagine how many people around the China, around the world are just clicking on their little mouse trying to buy $1 billion worth of merchandise.
那么来想一想，这十亿美金的商品呢，需要大家多少次不停的点击鼠标，能够产生出或创造出这十亿美金的这么一个销售额 ？Gonna be clicking pretty hard and nonstop.
Yeah. So okay, that's the first 3 minutes. What about by the first hour? Well, by the hour, Chinese shoppers spent more than Australians would for the entire.Boxing Day, that whole sale that goes on during the day, in the first hour, they spent more money.
在去年一个小时之内呢，整个的销售额达到了澳大利亚去年在圣诞节期间整个的一个销售额。所以说一个小时相当于整个国家的在圣诞节期间的销售额。我们知道在西方国家，圣诞节这期间它的这个销售额是最大的。
Now, that was last year, but...We talked about yesterday that they were hoping this year they would just smash the record that they made last year. So this year, well, just within 12 minutes, they were able to reach a milestone. They reported sales that reached 10 billion RMB in just 12 minutes.
在今年的双十一那天呢，在12分钟之内，阿里巴巴又创造了一个新的世界纪录，它的销售额达到了100亿人民币。$10 billion RMB 相当于$22 billion，去年呢是$10 billion，因此呢，我们可以说今年的在十分钟之内，它的销售额比去年应该是一个 double， 一个翻倍的这么一个数量。
Wow, so we can really see what they call it a milestone. That is one for the record books, right? Now, also, what's pretty amazing is that if you look at the actual vendors that are involved in all these sales.Well, when it first started off in about 2009, they only had 27 online merchants. But now there are 40,000 vendors participating.
在2009年进行双十一促销的时候呢，只有27个商家参与了促销活动，但是今年的商家的数量达到了40,000个 40,000.
So that's a lot of people participating, trying to get in on this, fill their coffers up with all that money that's floating around.
Because they made a lot of money from previous with Double 11 days, I would say promotion.
Yeah, so if the vendors or merchants are wise, they're getting smart, they know they should get involved with this day. It's a really great day to sell stuff.
Let's see some other figures. What are the predictions for this year's sale?
Well, from the first year, which we only made about 8 million RMB, it's about 57 billion RMB last year. So there's a huge difference what was made the first year they had this, all the way to last year and till now.
那么第一次进行促销的时候呢，它的整个销售额应该在2009年应该达到的是800万人民币，当时的这个销售额的数量是非常的少，但是看看今年人们预测呢，应该达到了800亿，所以从第一年的800万到现在的这个800亿，是一个几何数字的一个增加，这个变化是我们难以想象的。
So if you divided it out to like an average per person, every shopper would have to pay about 1,760 RMB to accomplish that goal of 80 billion RMB.
那么每一个消费者的这个花费呢，达到了1,760元。
So that's not very cheap. I mean, that's a good amount of money we're spending on that day.
And also, the article mentioned China has a huge potential for online shopping.
Well, I think that's been made quite clear. But that's one thing I do. Like in China, online shopping is so convenient. With all the couriers scooting around everywhere, you can buy something right today and you'll get it either tonight, if you get it early enough during the day, or tomorrow.
那么去年整个一年的网上销售额达到了6,300亿美金，大家注意，不是人民币，是美金。那么折成人民币的话呢，应该是一个数量我们几乎难以用我们能够理解的一个数字表达出来。6,300亿美金再乘以六，那么就是3万亿的一个数字 ，right？ 3万亿 ，Well, it's really beyond my math ability。3万亿or 4万亿 Well, that's a huge amount of money people buy online.
Yeah, a lot of that happens on Double 11, but yeah, when you look at all the buying that's going on for the whole year, we used a word yesterday, it's unfathomable. We can't imagine that much money.
Well, that's it for today's chat about the shopping online and Double 11 Day Shopping Frenzy. And time's up, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
汉语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染。千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on